This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Wisconsin Republican State Senator Glenn Grothman. He represents Wisconsin's 20th Senate District in the state legislature in Madison. And of course, right now that's the scene of one of the fiercest state battles over pension reform and just how much public sector workers ought to be contributing to their health care benefits and their own pension programs. And Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be on the show, Greg.
Thank you very much for your time today. I know it's been a busy stretch. Let's go back to the beginning here, the beginning of the session with a new Republican majority and a new Republican governor and Governor Walker. How did you arrive as a party and as a majority at this particular solution, at least in part, for the state's fiscal issues? In other words, asking of some folks as part of the private sector employees to kick into their own health benefits and their own pension programs.
Absolute necessity. No politician ever likes to say no to anybody, but the state of Wisconsin, as many states around the country, is facing a huge state deficit. We're looking at over a $3 billion deficit going into the next two-year budget, which we're soon going to pass. And like most states, many of our expenditures, both on a state and local level, are state employee compensation, be it prison guards, be it school teachers, be it university professors, what have you. In Wisconsin, we have the most generous pension plan for government employees in the country. And we can have a less costly state budget if we ask government employees on all levels, be it city, state, county, what have you, to pay part of their pension plan, including myself, as well as a little bit more of their health insurance. I am a state employee. I expect my take-home pay to drop 9 or 10% over the next few months. And I don't think it's too much to ask other government employees to take that reduction as well. The alternative would be layoffs of a massive number of government employees, and we'd rather keep those layoffs to a minimum.
And, Senator, let me get your response to a couple of the arguments we're hearing from the Democrats. Number one, you mentioned the figure of about a 9 or 10% reduction. They say, well, that shouldn't just be dictated by the legislature. That should be negotiated. Bring us into the room, they say. How do you respond to that?
You know, the government employees have been part of the political process for many years. I mean, they haven't agreed to remove the most generous pension in the country yet. I don't know why they would do it at this point. Same thing with health insurance. I mean, local units of government have been bargaining for this stuff for years and years, and people haven't caved in. So why in the world your average union government person should be any better off than anybody else, I can't imagine. I will point out, despite the fact that the union leadership is claiming we're picking on the unions, these same concessions will have to be met by non-union employees as well. It's not just a union thing.
The Democrats also say, sir, that this move on pensions and health benefits for public sector workers comes on the heels of tax breaks for wealthier residents of Wisconsin. They say that's unfair. How would you explain what really happened with that initial vote and how it compares to what we're talking about now?
Well, first of all, that's kind of exact opposite of what happened. Over the last 2 years, they've been able to keep these generous benefits because we've had increases in taxes on very wealthy Wisconsinites as well as on Wisconsin businesses. The problem we have right now is the wealthiest people are fleeing Wisconsin, and Wisconsin is right now known to have somewhat of a worse business climate than other states. Governor Walker and the Republicans are immediately trying to build back up our reputation as a good state to do business in. And part of the way you make a state good to do business in is you lower the business taxes, which is what Governor Walker and the legislative Republicans are beginning to do. We are never going to get out of this mess unless we have more people employed and more businesses paying income tax. And the way to do that is cut business taxes and cut business regulation. And I will point out the Democrats fight any effort to cut business taxes and fight any effort to cut business regulation.
What, first of all, do you make of the decision of state Senate Democrats to leave the state and basically prevent a quorum from existing in the Senate? And how do you expect this to play out?
Well, it's, of course, utterly irresponsible. On the one hand, the Senate Democrats claim that we're not doing enough discussion here, and we've had plenty of discussion. But on the other hand, when the day is scheduled for them to discuss this bill, the Senate Democrats ran to Illinois, which is something I've never heard of before. I did talk over the radio on a radio interview to one of them earlier this morning, and that Senate Democrat said they were in Illinois as a protest. I think they're also a little bit afraid that technically we would have the ability to have the state patrol go out and get them and force them into the legislature, which I think is another reason why they decided to hide out in Illinois. But I'll tell you, I've been in the legislature for 17 years, and I have never seen anything so utterly irresponsible. I mean, some of those are friendly guys to have a beer with, but so utterly irresponsible as running to a neighboring state rather than debate the budget crisis we're in.
We're talking with Wisconsin State Senator Glenn Grothman, and if you didn't already realize, he was very well versed on these issues. He's a member of the Labor, Finance, Education, and Administration Rules Committee, so just about every aspect of this story he knows very well firsthand. In terms of the fact that many of the schools have not had been in session the last few days, teachers protesting, kids not being in class, how do you expect that to go on when they promise to continue protesting until this is all resolved?
Well, I think ultimately the teachers will come back. But to me, it shows a deeper problem. You know, one of the problems we have in society is a lack of patriotism. You hear that the work ethic is going by the board a little bit. And like it or not, they might not care, but teachers are supposed to be role models for our young people. So whether or not they walk off their job for one day or 4 days or 5 days doesn't concern me as much as the horrible role model many of these teachers are for the children of the state. Now, I will point out to your listeners, not all school districts in the state of Wisconsin have fled their jobs. Most school districts were still teaching children today. But enough school districts fled their jobs that you really wonder what's going to happen to these children when their teachers are such bad role models.
Sir, in addition to the specific contributions expected for public sector employees to make to their pensions and their health care benefits, there's the additional rule about future collective bargaining. That's one of the other key sticking points here. Exactly what are Republicans proposing and why?
Well, we are retaining collective bargaining on salaries up to the cost of living. But if we continue to allow collective bargaining on all what I'll refer to as work rules, and in other words, what your boss can ask you to do, it means if you try to make government more efficient on any level, be it schools, be it university, what have you, and if you think of a way to do things better or more efficiently and have to run it by the union first, it might take years before you can make the school district or the city more efficient. We don't have years to make government more efficient. We're in a crisis now. So we can no longer have a situation arise in which you have to sit down at a table and talk for months or years or perhaps decades to do things in a more efficient fashion.
Last question before we let you go. What do you make of President Obama considering your approach here, an assault on unions in his words, and also from what we're reporting and learning that his organization is actually helping to try and put this protest together?
We have the most divisive president of our lifetime. We have a mess here in the state of Wisconsin, in part because of mandates imposed on us by the federal government. And I wish President Obama would butt out rather than continue to stir the pot and, quite frankly, encourage a lot of these union employees to really almost engage. They did engage us physically yesterday in the state capitol as both state senators and our staffs were jostled and pushed. I mean, I would hope that President Obama would try to lower the temperature rather than try to heighten the temperature, which could even result in violence caused by the president's irresponsible actions.
Now, Senator, it's certainly a major issue. We thank you for your time today, and we'll check back in with you as events warrant.
Glad to be on the show with you.
Thank you, sir. Wisconsin State Senator Glenn Grothman, Republican from Wisconsin's 20th Senate District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.